Bopop jumped on one foot, then the other. He checked the fill level on his methane tank. He scratched an itch in the scaly pit of one of his arms. Finally, though the deacon had asked him repeatedly to be quiet, Bopop cocked his head at the Huragok and asked, "What you think it do now?" Dadaab really wished he knew, and this lack of understanding made him even more exasperated than Bopop's constant pestering. Lighter than some was completely still, his buoyancy perfectly neutral as he floated just before the towers that made up the alien intelligence.
"Just keep your eyes on the walkway," Dadaab said. "It shouldn't be much longer."
Bopop grumbled inside his mask and thrust his head back through the pried-open gap in the control room's doors. The deacon kept up his pacing behind the Huragok in the room's shallow pit, stepping over the panels it had removed from the towers to access the alien circuits. "To begin a conversation," the Huragok had signed. Again, Dadaab wondered if he had made the right decision in bringing the Huragok to the orbital. Who knew what sort of conversation it was having? But he had been desperate to get Lighter Than Some out of the hangar before it learned of his deception, before it discovered Dadaab had ensured its plows would be turned into weapons by the Yanma'e. Dadaab felt terrible about betraying his friend's trust, but he hadn't had much choice. When the broken spirit had come apart, revealing not one but four of the Huragok's creations, the deacon had almost soiled his tunic. He didn't even want to think what Maccabeus would do if he learned the Huragok's real motivation for constructing the plows. The chieftain had just suffered a grievous injury at the alien's hands. He would have no patience for peace offerings, let alone the deacon, who had failed to stop their construction. Dadaab stopped pacing and flashed his fingers before the Huragok's sensory nodes. "Is everything all right?" But Lighter Than Some remained still. All four of its tentacles were thrust deep into the centermost tower. Leaning closer, Dadaab could see the limbs were in motion, twitching ever so slightly at the tips as their cilia made contact with multicolored knots of wires. Dadaab traced some of the wires to one of the tower's many black boxes and saw that two small lights in the box's casing were blinking green and amber in response to the Huragok's deft probes. Suddenly, the energy core Lighter Than Some had rigged to power the towers began to flicker. They had already used up three cores, and Dadaab wasn't eager to take any more from the nearby encampments. The other Ungoy were starting to get curious about the deacon's activities, especially after he returned to the orbital with the Huragok in tow. The last thing Dadaab needed was a proliferation of witnesses to his latest sinful effort at intelligence association.
"Deacon," Bopop whispered, "Flim and two others."
Dadaab waved his gnarled hands, hastening Bopop onto the walkway.
"Go, delay them."
As Bopop pushed through the door, Dadaab tugged at one of Lighter Than Some's lower tentacles. The Huragok loosed a surprised bleat from one of its sacks and jerked free of the tower.
"Put panels back," Dadaab flashed.
The Huragok's response came slowly, as if it was having difficulty transitioning back to a normal conversational mode.
"Do you know what they have done?"
"What? Who?"
"The chieftain and his pack."
Dadaab could hear Flim's gruff voice on the walkway, the clang of methane tanks as he knocked Bopop aside.
"Explain later."
He picked up a panel and thrust it toward the Huragok. Lighter Than Some wrapped the thin metal plate in its tentacles as Dadaab trotted to the door.
"I gave no permission to leave your post," he said, stepping onto the walkway directly in Flim's path.
"You walk and explore,"
Flim replied with glum suspicion.
"Why can't I do same?"
"Because I am deacon. My explorations have ministerial endorsement."